but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Bald-Faced Truth, Junior Newby, Stephen Vaughn in for John Canzano. We're going to be talking to a guest coming up momentarily about the Portland Trail Blazers and Adam Silver's comments recently about the future of Moda Center. And Tom Friend, Sports Business Radio, wrote a little piece about that as well, Stephen, about Blazers' future in Portland. Interesting stuff here.
Yeah, we've talked about it a lot this show, about the Blazers and the potential, I guess, renovations, potential new arena. And Tom Friend, he writes for Sports Business Journal. He wrote all about it today. Check him out on Twitter, at Tom Friend Writer. Tom Friend joins the show right now. Tom, how's it going? Thank you for coming on here.
Hey, Steven, what's going on? How are you?
I'm doing well, my friend. You know, a little bit of a shocking comment there from Adam Silver earlier today, talking about the sale of the Trailblazers and how potential new owners could maybe want a new arena. Like, nobody's really talked about that with the Moda Center. Moda Center is, one of the older arenas in all of the NBA. But what was your take on that? With Adam Silver potentially saying a new owner may want a new arena, that may be one of the top things. There's a lot of Seattle fans that are saying, look, we got a nice new shiny Climate Pledge Arena up here in Seattle. Be a nice new home. What was your take from all the Adam Silver comments today?
Well, look, I was at the press conference last night, and it was an eye raiser. When he said that, I was expecting him to be sort of generic with it. And, hey, the sale is, progressing, and we'll see. But then he mentioned it, the complicating factor was the arena, and all of a sudden, he's kind of opened a can of worms there. Like, okay, what does that mean? I mean, I would think that the team is going to stay in Portland. I've always thought that. I mean, I've covered many games up there. It's an unbelievable market. I love it there. There is a great market, but so was Seattle, though. That I loved it there, too. I covered many games there, 96 finals, whatever year it was. It was great. So what I'm trying to say here is it sort of raised some questions. So I talked to some people and listen, you guys live in Portland, but I got this sense from talking to people there and conferring with some others that there's some concern that, this is not, who knows who's going to buy the team. And if the arena is an issue, whoever buys the team has got to tackle that issue. You have to have the money to do it. So not only are you going to have to pay $4 billion, $5 billion for this team, you're going to have to build an arena. So then you think about, well, who's in Seattle that's got all kinds of unlimited funds, and we all know who that is. So, or who has ties to Seattle. So, now it's speculation only. That's all we are, where we are with it. But I think it could happen, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of related it to, before the day, if we were doing a football game, we're still in the locker room when it comes to like a potential move. But now, after that comment, I feel like the ball's like on the 5-yard line. Still a long way to go, but now we're actually now we're thinking about it. Like, now it's in our mindset of maybe the Blazers actually could move up to Seattle. This is Tom Friend, Sports Business Journal. When Adam Silver was that?
It's premature. I mean, it's premature. Sorry, man. It's premature. I mean, look, he said it. Our minds are racing. Everybody's minds are racing. It's the NBA valuations now of the franchises are absurd. I mean, for the Lakers to be valued at $10 billion, for the Celtics to be $6.1 billion. Now, I'm not saying the Blazers are the same market as those. Portland's not those markets. They're not. It's not the same. But at the same time, the NBA is seeing this as, they're not looking at the valuations now. They're looking at the valuations in 2 years, 3 years, and they're thinking it's just going to keep going, going, going. So, is there an owner in the Portland ownership group that can handle that? That's the big question, right? I mean,
right. So the Moda Center is the eighth oldest arena in the NBA. And the older ones, there's one in Minnesota that just got a sale, new ownership. There's one in...
And they're going to get a new arena. They're going to get a new arena. They're going to do it.
Yes.
Alex Rodriguez, I just talked to him. That is their plan. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. The Utah Jazz as well. They just got sold in Boston as well.
The Jazz renovated that. The Delta Center's been renovated. So, you know, that's been worked on. So what's the other arena you talking about?
Boston with the TD Garden.
Yeah, well, I was just there last year for the finals.
It's historical too. It's a historical franchise. But my question would be: if there's new ownership that is coming into Portland, and they don't necessarily love Portland, the city, like they don't have any ties to Portland, and they say, "Look, we need a new arena," and Portland comes back with, "Well, we can renovate it a lot." Would that be enough to motivate a new ownership group to say, okay, this is not enough, we don't want to be here in Portland, or could the renovations be enough to keep them in Portland?
Well, I wouldn't see why the renovations wouldn't be enough. Look, Seattle renovated their arena, right? Climate Pledge is the old Seattle Center Coliseum. I mean, it's obviously been changed, but, I mean, they renovated it. You know, they could do it at the Moda Center. I mean, listen, Portland, I mean, look, I don't know the particulars. I haven't looked enough into this, and you can answer this for me. All right, it is... The estate of Paul Allen, is their pledge to keep the team there? Is that a priority there? I mean, to sell to someone who's going to keep it there? And I know that there's been talk about state lawmakers, you know, trying to make sure it happens. There's a resolution passed to make sure the team stays. So I know there's going to be a groundswell for that. But why would they want to sell it to an out of town bidder? I don't know. Why would they do that?
I mean, that's the good question. I don't know. I don't know that there's necessarily a whole bunch of suitors here in the Northwest, in the Portland area, that would necessarily be so tied with Portland that they'd want to keep it. And I do think that the estate would want to get as much money as possible. And so they're just going to be, and, you know, Jody Allen, Burt Cold, they are, Burt Cold's the type of guy that doesn't want to lose. We saw, like, Damian Lillard's trade. He doesn't want to lose. He didn't want to just give him to Miami. He wanted to be the winner of the trade. So when you're selling this team, I feel like they just want to go to the highest bidder.
Well, if that's the case, I assume that's going to be the case, right? Most of it is. Then there's a problem there. There's a concern there because these franchises, expansion's not happened. I mean, I'm telling you right now, the city of Seattle is – I was at that press conference last night. The Seattle reporters were, like, forlorn. I mean, they were, like, sad. It literally left that place. Like a TV reporter guy there, he just looked like he lost his cat or something. I mean, they're not getting that team any. They're not getting an expansion team anytime soon. The NBA has to get their local TV situation situated. As you know, in Portland, you guys do the over-the-air Blazer Vision, the thing that you guys have up there. Is it working? I'm sure the reach is good. The team had a good second half, and I love the people in your organization. Just great people, and I think that it's going to work. But it's not a moneymaker right now. So the NBA is trying to start this streaming RSN where maybe by 27, 28 is probably when all the teams contractually can do it. So you'll get, by then, maybe 27, 28, you'll have a streaming RSN for local television. Then they want to do expansion. So there's not going to be an expansion team before 28, and I don't think it's going to be before 29 or 30, if it happens at all. Because to be honest, these owners, they don't want to lose their national media rights money by dividing another two ways. And they're going to NBA Europe, and they're going to try to sell these franchises for big money in NBA in Europe. And they can get franchise fees in Europe and not have to lose their media rights money to two new owners. So there's really reason for me to believe that expansion is never going to happen. I'm truly not sure it is. And so Seattle's got a lot of people with big pockets, you know, big pockets now. They're going to be searching for a team. To me, the team to go is the Memphis Grizzlies. That team should move. That, you know, or New Orleans. I'm just saying this. I'm not trying to be mean to those cities,
yeah.
But those are the kind of cities that you can see a team moving. Portland should not move. Portland is a tremendous basketball. I mean, anybody who's been there, anybody who's seen the history, I'm old enough to have seen the 77 Blazers. I'm just telling you, they should not move. But the Sonics shouldn't have moved. So, you know, I just think that, you know, relocation seems more feasible to me for Seattle than an expansion team right now.
Tom Friend, Sports Business Journal, joining us here on the Bald Face Truth with Stephen Vaughn and Jude Newby filling in for John Canzano. All right, Tom, I'm going to get you out on this. So the Moda Center has a lease with the Blazers up until 2030, and you talked about expansion. You don't think would happen until 2030.
Maybe. I don't know.
Do you think that could play into this at all as well? Because once that lease is over, there would be plans, I think, to at least try to renovate the Moda Center after that lease to keep the Blazers there. But let's just say they're looking for expansion. That's right at the exact same time the lease would end up with Portland Trailblazers.
Yeah, the timing isn't good, is it? But, you know, listen, if the Blazers move to Seattle, then the Blazers are going to get an expansion. I mean, they should be in line next for the expansion team. You know, I mean, no one can dispute Portland as a basketball town. I don't care what anybody says, and I don't live there. I mean, I live in Southern California, and I'm just telling you that love Portland, and it's a great basketball town, and they should get a team. They should have a team.
Real quick, in your opinion, do you think Adam Silver would want that as part of his legacy, that he was the guy that let Portland leave?
I don't think he cares, because under his legacy, Seattle lost their team, and he was very close. I saw him hug up Clay Bennett when I was in the finals. I mean, no, they're tight. So, you know, I think Adam serves his owners. That's what he serves. The city's not so much. So I don't think that's going to help any.
Tom Friend, Sports Business Journal, thank you for joining us. That was good stuff there. Thank you for joining us. We'll have to get you back on here. Check him out on Twitter, Tom Friend.
Good luck with it.
Hey, thank you, man. Appreciate you. Well, that was Tom Friend, Judah. I love what he had to say. He says, hey, keep Portland in Portland. What are we doing? Why are we even talking about this? But I think there are a little bit of worries out there now, and I think Seattle is worrying about them not getting an expansion team, and maybe they would have to be relocation. And in that case, well, the lease ends in 2030. You got to figure things out by then.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of surprised to hear him be so staunch in not expecting expansion anytime soon with the league.
Right.
Maybe ever, according to Tom, which is interesting. Getting into Europe and getting some international money, that is obviously a real thing. The Jeff Bezos stuff, my one question with Bezos is, does his potential ownership into the NBA, is that affected or impacted at all? And how? By Amazon getting into the media rights. And I don't know. I mean, obviously, his name's been thrown out in NFL circles, too, and Amazon's got Thursday Night Football already. So I don't know that precludes him from ownership in the league, but how does that kind of flavor it? Does Bezos want to be the guy that relocates a team? I don't know. But just like Tom said, he thinks that Seattle's best chances to get a team isn't through expansion. It's through relocation. It shouldn't be through Portland, and that he offers Memphis and New Orleans. As New Orleans, to me, I mean,
take them. Yeah,
take them, right? I mean, come on now. Memphis, I feel like, yeah, it's not a great town, you know, but I feel like they've got a great fan base. And maybe that's just the Portland-Memphis playoff series from, you know, about 10, 12 years ago, still ringing in my head.
Yeah, and Tom was down there, as he said, listening to Adam Silver talk about it. And he said when Adam Silver made that comment about the Moda Center, everyone kind of like stood up in their seats like, oh, we weren't expecting that comment to come out of his mouth right there. And that's kind of how I felt, too. When I heard the comment, I'm thinking, that was kind of weird. Like, he's never really talked about that before. It was never on any of our minds. Like, yeah, the Moda Center is so bad that they're going to have to improve it. Maybe build a new arena, maybe renovate it to a point where a new owner would actually like it. Like, the way Adam Silver put it was like, new owners aren't going to like this. They won't want the Blazers because the arena is so bad. And I think it's a little premature, but, you know, as Tom said, kind of get everyone sitting up a little bit.
Might be putting heat on the city to say, hey, we're not messing around with these renovations.
I wish he would have done that when it was like, hey, put a little heat on Jody Allen to sell this thing.
Right. Right. Well, exactly. But
now he's not. Now that it's for sale, he's putting a little
heat
on
it. He may have done that behind closed doors. I don't know. But he probably didn't want to piss off any of his owners either.
Oh, that was interesting stuff there out of Tom Friend. Check that out. We will podcast that one talking about the Trailblazers. But coming up, we are going to talk about Barstool Sports. They're still a thing, and they are thriving. And now they're going to be joining a new TV channel, I guess, being on regular TV. And we'll see what that happens. Not finalized yet, but little rumors coming out of there from Barstool Sports. We're going to talk about that coming up next here on The Bald-Faced Truth.